Illegal immigration drives 110% increase in NYC homeless shelter population. By John Binder on June 19, 2023. New York City's homeless shelter system is buckling as waves of illegal aliens migrate to the sanctuary city, with local taxpayers left paying the price, a Washington Post report details. Since the spring of last year, close to 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City under Mayor Eric Adams' watch. Adams has not asked the Joe Biden administration to end the inflow, but instead, has urged the White House to expedite work permits for new arrivals. Watch, Democrat Mayor Eric Adams says Sanctuary NYC didn't ask for influx of migrants. According to figures published in the Washington Post, the city's shelter system has grown more than 110% since Adams took office, leaving New Yorkers footing the bill. The influx of migrants in New York has pushed the city's total shelter population to 95,000, up from 45,000 when Adams took office in January 2022. Emphasis added. We have reached a point where the system is buckling. And William Sisom, deputy mayor for Health and Human Services, told reporters at a news conference in late May. Emphasis added. At roughly $380 per person daily, New York officials say the cost of caring for the migrants will reach $4.3 billion over the next 12 months. In a statement this week, Adams thanked Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, and Senator Charles E. Schumer, DNY, for helping to secure $104 million in federal funding for the city, while also calling for more resources. Emphasis added. Late last week, Adams announced a plan to more quickly allow border crossers and illegal aliens in the city's shelter system to secure rental assistance money funded by local taxpayers. The goal, Adams said, is to get new arrivals out of shelters and into neighborhoods. Desperate to find space for a steady stream of illegal immigration, Adams recently opened a warehouse near the John F. Kennedy, JFK International Airport as a migrant shelter. Lawmakers have warned that the plan poses a security threat to one of America's largest transportation hubs. Watch, migrants refuse to leave NYC hotel, demand taxpayers give them permanent homes. Adams has also suggested that he may open Gracie Mansion, where the city's mayor typically resides, to newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens, while stating that New Yorkers should consider opening their homes to migrants as well. The mayor's most expansive program involves funneling millions of dollars in local taxpayer money to the hotel industry by paying hotels to house migrants in rooms free of charge to them. As a result of the cost of the migrant hotels program, Adams has said the city may have to adopt public services like meals for senior citizens and library hours for New Yorkers. Watch, Sanctuary NYC Dem mayor complains asylum seekers will impact every area of life. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.